B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A 400-plus pound man, a passenger, forced flight attendants to strip him in a bathroom and wipe his butt as he allegedly moaned with pleasure during a long-haul flight.
So here's what I do at that point. I break into the cockpit and I force the plane down.
Yeah.
I just crash into a mountain. There's no way on God's green earth I would do that for my job.
Wait till you hear the details of this. The flight attendant said the large customer, who is thought to be American, made her and her colleagues undress him in a lavatory and clean his rear end, asking staff to, quote, go deeper.
How can you make someone do that?
Yeah.
There's no law that compels you to do that.
If you guys made me scrub you down, I'd just say no.
No.
Well,
I would kill myself before I did that.
This is a trip from the U.S. to Taiwan. It was on a Taiwan airline. So the
Taiwan Airlines, where we'll wipe your ass for you.
The incident took place during a flight from Los Angeles to Taiwan's Taiwan Airport on Saturday with a passenger yet to be named. The stewardess, named only as her last name of Kuo, who was also the chief purser on the flight, said in a press conference that her crew helped to pull down the passenger's pants and wipe his butt after he finished relieving himself. The press conference was held by the flight attendants union in a bid to get EVA Air, which currently only employs female cabin crew, to start hiring male stewards. Kuo said the passenger, 440 pounds, boarded the plane in a wheelchair and requested to be given three adjoining seats in economy class due to his size. As the flight was not full, he was granted his request, which later allegedly escalated into a demand to use the plane's business class lavatory because he would not fit in the economy cubicle. She says the passenger claimed an injury to his right hand prevented him from fully undressing himself in order to use the lavatory. He therefore asked the cabin crew to pull down his pants in order for him to successfully relieve himself.
This is making me angry.
Kuo said, I told him that we couldn't help him, but he started yelling. He told me to go in there and immediately and threaten to relieve himself on the floor.
Do it.
As the passenger's genitals were now exposed, she said one of my colleagues brought a blanket, which I used to cover his modesty. But he very angrily slapped my hand away, saying that he didn't want it and only wanted me to remove his underwear so he could use the toilet.
Oh.
After granting his request, they were left further traumatized when the man called them into the cubicle again in order to wipe his backside. Kuo's chief attendant reluctantly agreed, explaining.
He looks like pudding.
I knew it. I knew he looked like that guy.
I'm a big fan of the Cheesecake Factory.
Kuo's chief attendant reluctantly agreed, explaining that
I have a gland issue.
They
my glands aren't working properly.
They did not want to leave.
In many ways, it's like pudding.
They explained that they did not want to leave fellow passenger trapped in the lavatory.
If he had, listen, as you're going through the story, Preston, had he been pleasant, had he been, listen, I'm so sorry, I even that, but he's being a dick.
However, the flight attendant's discomfort then turned to humiliation when he allegedly began moaning in apparent pleasure as the chief attendant wiped his butt while wearing three pairs of latex gloves. Kuo, who was holding on to the passenger to keep him steady, recalled that he said, deeper, deeper.
Oh, my God.
And then accused my chief attendant of not properly cleaning his backside, requesting that she do it again.
So I would go back into if I were the steward or stewardess in this case, I would go back in, tell everyone that the oxygen masks are going to come down, and then you just open up the door.
So Kuo said that the attendant repeated the action three times before leaving, at which point the passenger said, you can pull my pants back up now. And EVA Air said in a statement that its staff are not obliged to accept demands from passengers, even those requiring special assistance. However, the flight attendants union argue that the problem is systemic, stemming from a service industry culture that frowns upon those who do not meet the customer's every demand. The union has suggested two solutions: ban the passenger and the others like him, and begin hiring male cabin staff as well.
That's one of the most horrific stories I've ever heard. And then the demeaning.
Yeah.
And if he had been, again, it's horrible, but if he had been pleasant, but he's being cantankerous and demanding.
Well, Steve, afterwards he did regale them with the pudding dance. So,
yeah.
Pudding dance, pudding dance. Put some pudding down in my pants. Reach right in. Feels so good. You know you are giving me wood. Put a dance. Tupac, we'll miss you.
Put a dance.
Pudding dance.
All right, so
that's horrible. And we're seeing a picture of the guy. He's a disgusting human being.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, moving on. Okay, here, Steve.
Yes,
a story you can identify with.
All right.
Wisconsin police say a 34-year-old man who thought that his wife damaged his action figures retaliated by taking an axe to the family's car.
Yeah, yeah. At least he kept it reeled in.
The man called police just after 10 p.m. Sunday and told them that he had too much to drink and overreacted about his action figures.
Where's Batman's Batarang?
The husband reportedly called 911 on himself after using a log-splitting axe to destroy a TV stand, a laptop computer, and several items in the house, as well as his car.
Doesn't he own that stuff as well?
He went outside and smashed the family car, chopped off both side mirrors, and then struck the windshield so hard that the axe got stuck in it.
Wow.
The man's name was not released. He was arrested and faced charge of a disorderly conduct and felony damage to property. Police say that he caused more than $5,000 in damages. That'll teach himself.
My wife is very respectful of my action figures. When you're married, you know, for a couple of decades, you know, you get respectful of each other's toys.
No need to break out the axe. One last story. A Florida woman is in the hospital after being shot at a Shell gas station. The Jacksonville, Florida Sheriff's Office said that the woman agreed to perform a sexual act with the shooting suspect in exchange for $5 and Pringles potato chips.
All right.
By the way, the second Pringles story we've had in the last week or so.
All right.
The other one was a woman drinking wine from her Pringles.
Not can. Pringles, but how about Bugles?
After the act, the suspect demanded his $5 back and then shot her in the shoulder before fleeing the scene on foot.
Son of a bitch.
You can keep the Pringles, but give me my $5. The woman has non-life-threatening
injuries.
Leave
the cannolis, but take the Pringles.
Detectives are investigating the incident, by the way.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
Sometimes the plan that you have in your head doesn't include safety concerns. A Florida police department says that an officer actually ran over two people who were lying in a dark roadway because they were out watching Sunday night's lunar eclipse. They were laying out in the road.
That's dangerous. You might get run over.
West Palm Beach police said the man and woman were treated at a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. They add that around 11:30 p.m. at the height of the eclipse, the officer was patrolling in a park and driving around 5 miles per hour when his vehicle struck the pair. The officer was placed on administrative leave, and the names of the people that were injured have not been released. So,
could you back up?
There's a, you know what, let me see. I have it a little further back, but I have another story that pertains to...
The blood moon?
The moon and people getting out and watching it. Let me see where I put this. Yeah, here we go. This couple was watching the moon when they should have been watching the tide. Sky gazers at Point Vedra Beach were watching the Super Blood Wolf moon on Sunday night. And the high tide crept in.
Yeah.
And they didn't realize it. Their car was parked on the beach.
Oh, no.
It overtook the whole car.
Oh, my God.
They had to pull it out of the ocean near South Point early Monday morning. No word on the extent of the damage to the vehicle, but everybody inside made it out safely. So
there are cases where guys will, like, go surf casting and pull the vehicles down to the shore, not realize.
Yeah. The tide's coming in. Uh-huh. Seems that a lot of creepy creatures find their way into the lives of those who dare to live in Australia. And a family in Brisbane had a scare Saturday morning. A large carpet python peeked its head out of their toilet. The family called a local snake catcher who wrote about the incident on Facebook. Photos of the snake, which was estimated to be a bit longer than 5 feet.
I have to see who the person is who eats so much corn.
Went viral with nearly 3,000 shares. The carpet python is a non-venomous snake. And one of the largest in Australia.
Wow, they found a non-venomous snake that lives in Australia.
Yep, but it crawled up out of the toilet. Pittsburgh police are investigating an attempted armed carjacking that ended with the alleged carjacker giving up and running away. I love this story. So police say that a 20-year-old man said he stopped at his house to drop off food for his grandmother and left his friend waiting inside his running vehicle. Well, the gunman approached as the driver ran into the house. The gunman ordered the victim's friend, who was still waiting inside the vehicle, to get out of the car. Police said the alleged carjacker repeatedly revved the engine to drive off. However, was, quote, apparently unfamiliar with how a car works because the vehicle was in park the entire time. So he's sitting here gunning the engine while it's in park.
How does this thing work?
Yeah, wasn't a manual. It wasn't a standard. And he just had no idea how a car works.
How are you a carjacker if you don't know the basics of an automatic transmission?
Absolute idiot. But I love the fact that that
kid,
idiot.
Drive.
Yeah. Here's another great, simple story that I thought was a lot of fun. So another porch pirate has been caught on camera stealing a package. Police are hoping the photo will lead them to someone recognizing the thief and identifying him. The package was left on the porch by a letter carrier with the U.S. Postal Service. And from the video, it appears the suspect is a younger male wearing a dark-colored American Eagle sweatshirt, dark-colored American Eagle sweatpants, and the number 87 on them. What did the thief get away with? The stolen package contained $8 worth of bubble gum.
I got it, Rico.
Ordered off of Amazon.
Here you go. $4 worth of gum.
So, yeah, I wonder what useless stuff these porch pirates have walked away with.
Well, a lot of them are getting foiled by people who are doing things like boxing up used kitty litter.
Yeah. But, I mean, if it's legitimate and they're like... Why the hell? Why even the effort, you know?
And they're getting caught more than ever now because of the Ring doorbells.
A Chinese woman named Miss Zhao, her recent attempt to slip a bottle of imported cognac past airport security in Beijing left her with way more than a hangover. When Zhao, a woman who appeared to be in her 40s, arrived at Beijing Capital International Airport for a noon flight, she was stopped by the security checkpoint for trying to bring an entire bottle of Remy Martin XO Excellence, valued to be about $200, through her carry-on baggage. A bit of a dilemma. She's not allowed to do it. So she did what she had to do. She didn't do what the U.S. Transportation Security Administration suggests if such a situation happens. On their blog, the TSA says you can take the item to a ticket counter and check it in your baggage. You could have a postal service or other shipping service area where boxes and stamps and envelopes can be bought so you can ship it home.
Right. You have options.
And you can leave it with somebody who's sending you off. But she did none of those. Instead, she took matters into her hands. She sat down in a corner and drank the entire bottle of cognac herself.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
She could have died.
She is lucky she did not die. Also, unfortunately, the traveling woman could not hold her liquor very well. And according to reports, she quite quickly began acting wildly and yelling incoherently. She fell to the floor and stayed there until police arrived. They took one look at her and did not allow her to board her flight. Zhao's family was called. They picked her up, and when she sobered up, she was released to them. So an entire bottle.
They said she was jumping around so much the parsley in her vagina fell out.
Oh, dear Lord. That's what a tragedy. And then one last story. We'll end with this one. This is interesting. The pilot of a plane that crashed into the Missouri River is not injured and was picked up from the scene in a different plane flown by his brother.
Huh.
So the sheriff says when they arrived, the plane was upside down and on its top on a sandbar in the river. So the guy had to land. He tried to land on the sandbar. He was trying to land on that gravel bar. He said basically hit the soft sand and sunk and tipped over. For the most part, the plane really isn't that bad of shape. But deputies had a hard time reaching the scene simply because of the location in the middle of the river. Well, that's when the sheriff was shocked to learn the pilot's brother was picking him up. He said, all of a sudden, here comes a plane. It came in, does a fly around, and then he kind of landed on that same island. And they loaded him up in his gear and then took off.
Well, the brother's a better pilot then.
Yeah, dude just flew in and picked him up. Deputies took photos and GPS coordinates to help the National Transportation Safety Board in an investigation. I don't know what they're going to do with that plane or how they're going to get it out of there. But he got his brother out.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.